أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Baqarah, and in particular we focused on section 7 for the last few days, which looks at the personal and communal laws for Muslims. As far as the Baqarah Learning Institution goes, it's looking at the learning objectives, and there's 22 of them. We've covered 14 so far, and let me quickly go over them. The first one was, this is going to be a tough journey, so seek help through sabr and salah. Number 2, there is blessings in afflictions, which are in essence tests, also mentioning that those who give their lives in the way of Allah are still alive, and those who are afflicted will always say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Number 3, striving is essential in reaching one's full potential. Number 4, do not conceal guidance. If you do, repent and amend. Number 5, your God is one God. He is Rahman or Rahim, and you should love him loads. Ashaddu hubban lillah. Number 6, eat halal, lawful stuff, and tayyib, good things. Don't follow shaitan, don't follow customs and traditions over divine law, and be thankful. Number 7 was then to find out who is a good student, who is a righteous Muslim, and we looked at Ayatul Birr, which is Ayah 177. Number 8 was a law of qisas, retaliation. Murder causes social disharmony and chaos, and it had to be addressed, and the options were left for the aggrieved family. Number 9, a will is really important, because lack of a clear will cause family chaos. Number 10 were the laws of Sawm and Ramadan being the month of Qur'an. Here we find lack of taqwa, God consciousness, causes personal chaos. Number 11, which was part of the whole theme of Ramadan, we took it separately because that was du'a, and lack of communication with Allah causes personal chaos. Number 12, don't steal, don't cheat each other, be fair in your business practices. Number 13, do things the right way, that means follow proper protocol and discard superstitions. And we ended with number 14, which was self-defense is necessary. Reclaiming that which is forcefully taken away is necessary without exceeding the limits. And this is in essence a precursor to Badr, and we've got to contextualize some of the stuff in there. We now go on to number 15, the 15th learning objective. And this is Hajj and Umrah. And the ayat is 196 to 203. And these were all revealed during the last Hajj, during Hajjatul Wida. And if I can summarize this, then we find number 1, Hajj is only for Allah. For he says in this ayah, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Once you start it, you must complete it. That means once you leave to go for Hajj and Umrah, you must complete it. The ayat then go to describe the laws that are relating to Hajj and Umrah. It continues to mention Arafat, Mash'arul Haram, which is Muzdalifah, and Mina. Although Mina is not mentioned by name, Allah in Ayah 199 says, ثُمَّ عَفِيذُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ وَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Then hurry on from the place where the people hurry to and ask forgiveness of Allah. The ayat indicate that the Hajj is a simulation of the day of Qiyamah. But there's also a clause which says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَنْ يَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. There is no blame upon you if you seek the fadl, the bounty from your Rabb. In other words, there's no problem if you engage in business, if you network with people from all over the world for the benefit of promoting yourself. And then the du'a that all of us read in our qunut, which actually refers to Hajj and is recommended to recite in tawaf, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخَرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This is Ayah 201, which says, Our Rabb, grant us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. But what exactly does hasana mean? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
In Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Same word, حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have the most perfect example. So it's alluding to the fact that we're doing dua saying, Ya Allah, in this world, give us the ability to lead a life to follow the best role model. And thus, by doing so, the Akhirah will give us the best possible result. Then let's look at learning objective number 16. This is from ayah 204 to 207, and it's a comparison of hypocrisy versus iman. You have the worst enemy of truth is the one who promises that he means well, but he intends corruption and dissension. And Allah calls it the worst, the most intense of enemies. He says, أَلَدُّ الْقِسَامِ. The ayah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from people, مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. There are those whose words, whose talks about the life of the world delight you. وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ, and he calls upon Allah to witness what is in his heart. وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْقَسَامِ, but he's the most violent of adversaries. So let's look at the qualities. It's one who just talks, refuses to listen, talks people down, loves causing trouble, bullies people, and shortchanges them. And the third thing is that he's extremely arrogant. And then Allah compares it to the one who sells himself to continually seek the pleasure of Allah. In ayah 207 he says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and amongst people, مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, there is he who sells his nafs, who exchanges himself for seeking the pleasure of Allah continuously. Allahu ra'ufun bil ibad, and Allah is compassionate to his abd. Ra'uf is one who is compassionate because he knows the struggle. And this ayah is specifically revealed in honor of Imam Ali alayhis salam when he slept in the Prophet's bed during Hijrah. Learning objective 17 is from ayah 208 to 214, and that in essence starts off by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً, enter into silm. Silm is safety. Safety, the word Islam comes from that. It's peace, it's submission. Enter into it كَافَّةً, completely, entirely, no picking and choosing. So these ayat are particularly saying, follow in totality. Number two, don't procrastinate. That's ayah 210. Don't be like the Bani Israel who denied the blessing of guidance and rejected their messengers. Number four, don't mock those who believe because of the world. Hayat al-dunya. And this is in particular for those who cover up the truth. For the dunya, the world is beautified for them. Number five is in ayah 213, where the messengers follow what is revealed. And finally, in number six, which is ayah 214, Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَعْصَاءِ وَالذَّرَّاءِ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعْهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Do you think that you would enter the garden while the similarity of those who have gone before you has not come upon you? Distress and affliction befell them. They were shaken violently, so that the messenger, those who believed with him, said, when will the help of Allah come? So in essence, you will be tested according to your degree of iman and knowledge. And remember, knowledge strengthens belief. Number 18 is a question, where should you give charity? And it says there was one Amr ibn al-Ja'mu, an old man with great wealth, who asked this question, where shall I give my charity to? Said Tabatabai quotes this in Al-Mizan. And Allah answers beautifully. He says, قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ, whatever you spend of good, from a good intention. And then he goes on to say, your parents, your relatives, your orphans, those in need, travellers, and any good cause really. And then the question is asked again in ayah 219, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ, and they ask you what they should spend, and he says, قُلْ الْعَفْ, whatever you can spare. In other words, what remains after your expenses, spend in the way of Allah. Ayah 216 and up to ayah 218 cover the fighting again, the precursor to Badr, which we looked at in number 14. And then we have the 19th learning objective, which corresponds with the ayah 219, where it talks about intoxicants and gambling. Again, a question that was asked. Allah says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسَرِ, they ask you about intoxicants and gambling. And very clearly he says, قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ, in both of them there is a great sin. وَمَنَافِيُ لِلنَّاسِ, there may be a benefit, but the benefits do not outweigh the sin. The clear prohibition of alcohol and gambling you can find in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 93-94. Let's look at the words that I use. Khamr, which is used for intoxicants or alcohol, is actually means to hide reason. Maisr, which is the word used for gambling, comes from yusr, wealth, which is easy, which is gained without any earning, without any effort. And he ends the ayah by saying, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Thus does Allah make these signs clear to you so that you may reflect. Learning Objective 20, again a question. وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَ. They ask you about the orphans. Again the answer says, treat them right, make them part of yourselves. This is ayah 220. Don't act unjustly towards them. And then a large chunk of ayat from 221 to 242, except for 238 and 239, are laws in relation to women. In other words, family law. Humanity begins with marriage, a family unit. The heart of every community revolves around gender relations. And thus here we find laws that start with everything, who to marry. In ayah 222, it talks about menstruation. And the last part of that ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who turn to Him and loves those who purify themselves, to be recited whenever one does ghusl or wudu. There are laws for intimacy, for divorce, for reconciliation, for nursing, for maintenance of children, for widows, the waiting period and inheritance. All are covered extensively, showing their importance, and all with rahmah. For example, in ayah 231 he says, وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. When you divorce women and they reach their prescribed time, retain them in good relationships or set them free with liberality. Don't be oppressive, don't exceed the limits. In other words, don't forget to go out of your way to do good, even in a situation as acrimonious as divorce. And then finally, the 22nd learning objective. In the middle of the ayat on divorce, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about salah. And salah comes from silah, which is a connection, which is in essence saying, when you're going through somewhere where you're breaking off a relation or a connection, maintain the connection with Allah. That will see you through. And here he says, حَافِذُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَوَاتِ الْوُسْطَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Maintain and be mindful of the prayers, and the most excellent of them is the middle prayer, then, and stand up truly obedient to Allah. It may refer to Salatul Asr, which is at the peak of daily activity, to stop and remember Allah. It continues to say, if you're in fear or in times of fear, pray walking and riding, but pray. And we may call that Salatul Khawf. So we've looked at 22 learning objectives, and I'd like to end with a hadith from Ibn Abbas, who says, I didn't see any better than the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They asked him 13 questions. They asked him about the sacred month, menstruation, orphans, war booty, which is anfal, intoxicants, gambling, the new moon, where to spend, that's asked twice, number 9, what is halal, number 10, the hour, the ruh, Dhulqarnain, and finally the mountain. All of them start with Yas'alunaka. Incidentally, these are in various parts of the Quran, not only in Surah Al-Baqarah. So we come to the end of section 7 and our learning objectives. Inshallah, tomorrow we will go on to the next section, which is section 8. And here we have Sayyid al-Ayat, which is the most important, or the chief of the ayat of the Quran, Ayatul Kursi.